You're listening to West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Matt Jackford, here with a special guest. We have Walter DeBar, singer-songwriter from Buchanan, West Virginia, here with us in our studio. We're going to chat with him a little bit and let him perform a couple songs for us. Walter, welcome to the show.
Man, thank you so much for having me, man. This is a big deal. This is a big deal to me.
Your music is starting to light up West Virginia and the surrounding states, and it's starting to branch out elsewhere. But let's start at the beginning. When did you get your start in music? I mean, not too long ago, right? Tell us the story.
We'll start where it really happened. So my grandmother used to play and sing old hymns. And she used to look at me when she would play them. And I remember getting this feeling like it moved me in a way that hasn't stopped over the years.
So, yeah. So she planted the seed of music in you. How did that, you know, grow into this musical, you know, life that you've created?
Right. What's happening now? Well, yeah. Man, I would hear her play, and I always wanted to be able to project that feeling that she gave me to other people, man. And so I drug a guitar around for a long time, and I played, and I couldn't find my voice, man. And so I ended up getting myself in a whole world of trouble when my mother passed, and I went away for a while. And then when I got out, I ended up at this halfway house. I didn't have anywhere to go when I got out of prison. So I ended up at this halfway house in Beckley, West Virginia. It's the Southern West Virginia Fellowship Home. Mm-hmm. And there were all these hippies there, dude, and they were all talking about love, and they hugged me, like, and I'd been gone for years, you know. And so just random people hugging me, I was like, what?
Yeah, right.
And so RD, one of the house consultants, he actually played upright bass, and he got me to start playing. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, it was like 2 weeks into being in that house, and I found my voice. I realized that I didn't need to be ashamed of my voice, because I was like, well, no one's going to like that. It sounds stupid.
Yeah, you know, okay,
I
mean,
I was like,
yeah.
It sounds like you've been gargling glass or something.
Yeah, right.
It sounds, I mean, I was really, really afraid of what other people thought, and maybe not so much as finding out that it wasn't my voice, but I realized that who cares what people think?
Exactly.
You know what I mean, man?
Yep.
And so I just started writing, and one of my dudes in the house posted a video he recorded of me playing, and it blew up, like 60 people shared it. We were like, what?
Wow.
And I hadn't even seen Facebook for years, you know what I mean? So, like, getting all this attention, and people were like, it was so inspirational, man.
Yeah, and then you decided to pick up the guitar and start playing.
Yeah. My buddy Justin Mick got me a guitar right away. Because, I mean, music's therapeutical.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, more than we let on, but to me, it's life.
Right.
So he's one of my best friends, my closest friends. He sent me a guitar, and I picked it up and started playing, and this rush of music just came, and I've written like 60 songs since
then.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So the music's just been flowing through you. I mean, you've only been doing this for a couple of years, right?
Yeah, literally a few years.
Wow. That's,
yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you've written all these songs, and not really knowing the theory, but just being able to listen to yourself and do it.
Matt, I don't even know the names of all the chords. I mean, I'm as country as it gets. I just, I found this tuning, and I've been finger picking for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what's comfortable to me. And then I found dadgad, the tuning I play in, which is a little different. And it goes so well with my voice. And so I've written so many songs just in that tuning.
Right, right. That's D-A-D, G-A-D.
Yeah.
The different six strings on the guitar.
Yep. Yeah,
so, you know, just a little bit more backstory. I mean, you're a black man raised in mostly white Appalachia. I mean, was that tough for you growing up? And how has that influenced your music?
Oh, man, that's a great question. So it was tough, man. I got beat up a lot, and you know what I mean? Kids would mess with me.
Yeah.
Kids that just didn't understand and had never been around any other ethnically...
Someone who's different, someone with color.
Yeah, just they've never been around this, man. Like, so it was really hard for them, I guess. And actually a lot of their parents. For me, it was rough, dude, but at the same time, I wouldn't be who I am had I not grown up that way, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And all the music, I want to say almost, nearly all the music stems from my growing up, from my indifference, and just from being different from all the other kids that I grew up with, and being hated on, like, incredibly, simply for being who I was. But, I mean, it's like I had an epiphany once I got a little older, because I realized, man, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. None of that matters, man. You know what I mean? Right. None of that matters. Right. What matters is what's in your chest, mm-hmm. and what sort of moral compass you carry.
Right. Well, it's been a long journey of, you know, finding your own voice and being comfortable with it and then expressing that for others. So let's go ahead and take a little break and listen to a song of yours. What song are we going to listen to, and what's the backstory?
So I just recently wrote this one. The title of this song was "Hurt So Good," and it's actually about getting older, about growing up, and in ways we don't want to grow up.
Okay.
Like, I just want to be a kid forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the 9-to-5 and the social acceptance.
Yeah.
We gotta grow up.
Yeah, right.
So the title of the song is "Hurt So Good."
Just for fun, it's gonna hurt so good, hurt so good. And one of these days you'll find 10 years has fallen behind. It's gonna hurt so good, hurt so good.
All right. That was Hurt So Good, performed right here in our studios by singer-songwriter Walter DeBar.
Thank you.
That was great, man. And it really grips your heart right there.
Thank you so much, yeah. Dude. That means so much to me right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Walter, tell me about the voice. You've got such a unique voice. I want to hear how you would describe your voice.
I would describe my voice? Yeah, oh, yeah. Gosh.
I mean, I could describe it, but I want to hear yours.
So I've heard... I'm not sure really how to describe my voice, man. I don't know. I put my whole heart into everything I write.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what comes out.
Yeah.
And I know it's super raspy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that deters a lot of people, but at the same time, I know a lot of people dig it.
Yeah. I mean, how did you come to that? Is that just what you naturally did, or did you listen to somebody and that's where you pointed
yourself?
It's
honestly what I did naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could never find, like, I would try to hum some things and it would always start growling. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, when I would hum something and I was like, oh. And then when I opened my mouth to sing, this is what came out. So this has honestly been this has been it. Like, the day I found my voice was this.
Yeah.
And I just stuck with it, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. You can't be anybody but yourself.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Who are we if we're not ourselves?
Yeah, absolutely. Part of what's so interesting about your voice is that you can sing two pitches at the same time. Some people call it a multiphonic. Some people call it throat singing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a quick example of that? Just sing it for us, like, just something.
Yeah.
Just so we can know, just like a couple seconds.
Yeah. Here, I'll do. You got time, you got soul.
Yeah.
Hey, daddy never lost control.
Yeah, you can hear that, like those two pitches.
It's like a multiphonics. It's sort of different. And I had no idea I was doing that.
So you're just naturally doing it?
Yeah, I had no idea that's what I was doing.
Oh my gosh.
Until someone told me, they were like, you realize that you're singing like with a multiple, what is it? I don't know, it's like multiple harmonies.
Yeah.
At one time.
Yeah, multiphonics.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That's amazing. That's an amazing technique to be able to do, just not even practicing it, just got off,
just
the,
crazy.
Off the cuff there.
I had no idea it was gonna happen.
That's amazing. That's like kind of like Mongolian throat singing a little bit.
And when I did research, that's exactly where that stems from. And I have never been.
Not yet, but you might get invited out there.
That'd be super cool.
Oh man, that's great. How would you describe your style? What are your influences?
So my earliest influence, aside from my grandmother, I can remember, is Eric Bach. He's from Crooked Fingers. He's also from Archers of Loaf. And he actually has a super raspy voice.
Okay. Yeah,
he has
a
really raspy voice.
He has a Walter DeBar voice.
He's got a Walter. Yeah, you hear that, Eric? I fell in love with them. And I'm a huge Lucero voice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a huge Lucero fan. His voice, Ben Nichols, that's his name. Ben Nichols. And Tom Waits. I get this all the time. Everyone's like, dude, you sound like, have you ever heard this? You sound like Tom Waits.
Yeah, and what do you say? Do you listen to Tom Waits?
So many times. I grew up listening to Tom Waits. Yeah,
nice.
Tom Waits is incredible.
Maybe that's deep ingrained in
you. It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the same with Eric, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love your style. It's very... touching to people. It's very connective to people. You want to talk about that a little bit, you know, how you connect with people and use music?
Yeah, man, of course. I try to, when I write lyrics, I think about growing up and how I grew up with hopes that other people don't feel so alone. Like, they're not the only ones that grew up, like, they grew up alone or different. And, we're all part of the struggle, really, you know what I mean? We all struggle every day with something. And I just genuinely want people to know that they're not alone.
Yeah.
They're not the only ones, because the world can be so lonely even when you're surrounded by people, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great message.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, I think that might be in this next song we want to take a listen to, These Hands, These Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to talk about that for a second?
So, yeah, this song is, the title of the song is These Hands, These Eyes. It's actually, I have actually written this song for a lady.
Okay.
Who sings it with me. Her name is Pamela.
Okay.
And she's an incredible individual.
Yeah.
She does so much for me, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be anywhere without her. She does all my marketing, and she does, she's got me back on the path of trying to help people aside from being a problem.
Great.
And she's just been a huge inspiration. I wish she was here to sing a song with me right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go ahead and play.
Well, she'll be listening on this.
Oh, I hope so.
This is These Hates. Yeah, all right. These nice hands, these eyes, performed by singer-songwriter Walter DeBar right here in our West Virginia Public Broadcasting Studios, and he's here chatting with us right now. Great song there. Such soulful music, you know.
Thank you, because that's, to me, that's what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this music that you're making is really getting out there. I mean, kind of all on its own. I mean, you know, what are some of the venues you played at in these past couple years?
Man, I've been all over.
Yeah.
I played at some breweries in Kentucky. I headlined at the V Club. A lot of local shows. Yeah. I played probably every venue locally that there is to play. I've been playing in Ohio.
Yep. I saw that. I saw Fayetteville.
I've been playing in Fayetteville, too. Yeah. I played a... I was just on a little tour in Alabama.
Nice.
In Missouri.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite venues for sure is right here is Taylor Books.
Oh yeah.
Just because it's such a cool little venue, man. It's the coolest little indie bookstore in the world.
Right. And the audience is really into the music that's going on into
they're so grateful.
Hanging on
so,
your every word.
It's so that's it. That's it.
Totally.
Yeah. What all artists want.
Exactly. So who does your booking? People are just reaching out to you, right?
People just reach out, man. And that's really one of the things that keeps me motivated is
that's so cool.
You know, that people just call us and ask me to play or they'll message me. So, Pamela, I'll get a message, you know what I mean? I'll get a message about booking a show and then I'll immediately message Pamela to check the schedule, you know what I mean? Okay. To see if we're able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been working, man. We've been booking the heck out of some shows.
Yeah, I saw your website. There's a lot on there. Upcoming, you know, past and upcoming. That's great. And it's not just you. You have a band that you take around, right?
Yeah. Usually it's, here lately it's been myself, Mark Klein Bates on keys and singing harmonies, David McGuire playing lead and also singing harmonies.
Okay.
Steven Shoemaker, who plays cello. He's a phenomenal cellist. The kid's 21, dude, and he's teaching a class at Marshall, and he's just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy Roberts from Flat Tracker. Okay. Travis Egner played on the EP. I'm hoping to get him to come play some shows with me.
Nice.
Travis.
Yeah. Shout out. There, you just got called out.
Yeah, J.D. Thomas is playing upright bass. He's from Ironton, Ohio, and he plays with the band Hollow Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And another super phenomenal artist.
Yeah. You've been going around, and then you've also been working on an EP. Tell me about your EP.
Okay, so the title is We Fall, We Break.
Mm-hmm.
And the title track, We Fall, We Break, is on there.
Okay.
And we recorded this with Gregory McGowan at Rose City Recordings here in Charleston. But you can order the record right now on all the platforms, on Spotify, iTunes, Google Music. Hey, you can Shazam me, Matt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're on Shazam now?
Yeah, I got Shazammed earlier.
Of course, if you don't know, Shazam is the app that identifies songs. So
yeah, it's so cool. I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing. So check out the website, walterdebarmusic.com.
Music.com, yeah.
Yeah, great. And, you know, check him out live, buy his stuff, his releases. I mean, because he's here to stay, and he's going to do some great things.
Thank you, dude. That means so much, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You got that great voice, unique voice, and really touching song. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man.
Walter DeBar, singer-songwriter from Buckhannon, West Virginia, here chatting with us and performing for us right here in our studios at West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Walter, thank you so much for coming on our show.
I can't thank you enough, Matt. You've been such a good friend, man.
Yeah.